A big, beautiful bill. AI wind. Welcome to this Present Truth program, July 3rd, 2025. One day before the 4th of July. Naturally, did Donald Trump on July 4th, the AI system, digital Leviathan, will be active? AI Gov, a centralized artificial intelligence command center launched by the Trump administration, which will be tomorrow, July 4th, 2025. And guess who is disturbed by this digital, what they call tyranny? The Democrat Party, the deep state, the anti-Trump haters. They are the ones that wanted to trigger this bill or this new centralized artificial intelligence command. They wanted to trigger this 4 years ago. But it has to be triggered. This is the beginning of the punishment of the Democratic Party in the United States of America. Donald Trump has already destroyed the Democratic Party. But what is coming through this new AI, artificial intelligence, is going to be the punishment of the God haters of America. So welcome to the Present Truth program. This is the Present Truth. I am your host, Rick Rodriguez. In 2025-6 and 2026, sorry, in 2006 and 2007, I had a radio program that I hosted in Las Vegas, Nevada. I had two young men who were guests occasionally, I think 4 or 5 times on the program, a 2-hour program. Paul and Phil Collins, they wrote a book, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, an examination of the epistemic autocracy from the 19th to the 21st century. You can get the book on Amazon, and here's what it states about the book. In the past, the elite manipulated the population through a more mystical belief system. In particular, there was the institution of sun worship, typified by deities such as Osiris and Set. However, as antiquity gave way to modern history, this system of control began to lose its effectiveness. During the 16th century, the ruling class managed to co-opt a relatively new mythology of truth discernment science. Over the years, they would contaminate this institution with their own virulent strains of thought, metaphysical naturalism, radical empiricism, Malthusianism, Darwinism, behaviorism, radical environmentalism, etc. Many of these paradigms were derivative of their own occult doctrines, thinly veiled to appear as objective science. All of these concepts correlate in some way, and at some point, they coalesce together. Together, they are gradually paving the way for the reintroduction of the hidden God of ancient mysteries. So this is Paul and Phil Collins, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, on Amazon. Now, Donald Trump, tomorrow, on the 4th of July, is going to activate, let's just call it what in the Terminator series, Skynet. But Donald Trump whether I don't know if he realizes, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. This is exactly in step with God's plan for the United States of America in the decade before Christ returns. A digital AI panoptic, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing system. This is in the Bible. At some point, it had to be triggered. Donald Trump, he did win the 2020 election. The Democratic Party was wanting to trigger this new surveillance system, this new digital Leviathan. They wanted to do it, but it wasn't ready. During the Biden administration, they were working feverishly to set it in place, in my view. But they were hoping that Kamala Harris would have taken the presidential seat, and it would be the people that were carrying Kamala Harris through her presidential run. They were the ones that wanted to trigger it and to oversee it, to own it, to direct it, and they didn't get that opportunity. Donald Trump, he was the one, he is the individual that at the time of his inauguration was working with the top tech people in not only the United States, but internationally. And is this going to be used for good? Yes. Will it be used for evil? Yes. And it is going to be handed off to the new administration that will replace Donald Trump in the very, very near future. Donald Trump will not have a full 4-year term. His term is going to be shortened. This is my view. In my previous programs, for part 1 and part 2 of Donald Trump, Enigma, Mystery, Problem. Simply, he's in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle states there are 5 kings. There are 7 kings. 5 are fallen. 1 is, who is number 6. And the 7th comes into power for a brief period of time. That is Donald Trump. 5 are fallen, 1 is, and 1 is yet to come. The one that is yet to come will continue a short space. He had 1 term, and then he was out. Now he has a second term. He won his second term, but he was excluded from taking power, kept from taking power. He was robbed, so he didn't get that. So you might say his term, his 8-year period was cut short. But now he is in a second term. This is the term, the second time, where he will not get 4 full years. He will maybe get a year. I think a year. I don't believe 2 years. But it is Donald Trump who now has initiated the digital Leviathan. There's quite a bit of many people upset, and the individuals in this country that wanted to be the ones to activate it, to trigger it, didn't get to. The 7th president in the riddle, he triggered it. Now, this is out of, this is on October 23rd, 2024. The digital Leviathan, the journey from innovation to surveillance. Now, this digital Leviathan has been spoken of in the past. It has always been a plan in the United States of America. The Democratic Party, Republican Party, the Uniparty have been working on it collectively. But it was Donald Trump who, through the big, beautiful bill, it is now, tomorrow, it will be, Skynet will be active, so to speak. The digital Leviathan, the journey from innovation to surveillance. This Christ said in the book of Revelation through the Apostle John would be a scenario in the time, in the decade before Christ returns, in the decade, and even it has been, in a sense, to a degree, it's been alive, they have been using this technology for surveillance to eavesdrop on the American people, the nations of the world. But now it will be activated in America. It's been here, but it's in the open. This is an article out of Blue. Rear strange name. BLEUETOILE.substack.com. BLEUETOILE.substack.com. October 23rd, 2024. How this started. The digital panopticon. Panopticon. Silicon Valley, heralded as a cradle of innovation and free information exchange, was transformed into a formidable Leviathan, digital Leviathan. What started as a decentralized network born out of Cold War necessity has evolved into an omnipresent system of surveillance capitalism where human experience is commodified. Today, Silicon Valley drives technologies that increasingly intrude on privacy and manipulate behavior, creating the what Shoshana Zuboff described as a new economic order that claims human experience as raw material for hidden commercial practice. So, I'm reading from the article. I want to just touch on some of the points. I don't want to bore you, but it's very important that you know that the deep state, the shadow government, DARPA, the defense agencies have all been working on this. They have been working to eventually breathe life into this new digital Leviathan. They're getting their way. They wanted to do it again. It was their plan to trigger it. But Donald Trump is the individual who God is using to trigger it. It is going to be used by God to punish the wicked people, the God-haters of America, and even, I'm afraid, that even the innocent, those that are basically the good people of this country, it's going to be used to bring harm upon them, and it will be used on the churches, the true God-fearing people, and those that know God but don't fear Him. Everyone in this country, this is going to be used as a punishment by God for the godlessness of this nation. This nation is in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. It's a nation that is full of witchcraft, sorcery, there's magic. It is a nation that eventually, in my view, it's my belief that the individual that Peter Thiel and all of the tech gurus out of Silicon Valley and out of California, out of the government military agencies, even the Pentagon, they're all looking for who is going to be this end time ruler. What they're wanting to do is find a way to stop this individual so that prophecy won't be fulfilled. God has hidden these prophecies in the book of Revelation. He's hidden them specifically from the children of the devil, those who hate God, in the government, at the federal level, in all the agencies throughout the land, the government agencies, the state governments, county governments, city governments. There are many in all of these agencies and government, these local to federal government positions that are witchcraft. They serve Satan through different secret societies, whether it be Freemasonry. Not all Freemasons understand what Freemasonry is. They don't understand the dark side of Freemasonry, or the Rosicrucians, or the Skull and Bones. I can go on and on. These individuals want to rule the world. They want to rule the world through technology, through science, which in their terms, science meaning magic. Not science to figure out formulas to get men into space. No. They use magic. They use sorcery. They wanted to rule and control this technology. Presently, it's not in their hand. To some degree it is, but not totally. Eventually, it will be given into their care. Now, going on with the article. Okay, digital Leviathan. Another point. The military-industrial genesis. From ARPANET to global surveillance. Let's see what is in the midst of the Cold War, paranoia, 1969, the Department of Defense developed ARPANET, a network designed to facilitate communication in the event of nuclear disaster. Early version of the internet was built for resilience, but embedded within were seeds of centralized control. Noam Chomsky remarked that the very architecture of the internet reflects its military origins, designed for resilience, but also for central control and monitoring. Number one, the colonial phase, 69 to 1990. Through the 70s and 80s, ARPANET expanded was transformed into modern internet, but it remained under tight government control. Protocols like TCP/IP developed to ensure uninterrupted communications even in times of crisis. However, the same protocols would later be used to facilitate global surveillance. By the time ARPANET was decommissioned in 1990, the foundations for Silicon Valley's digital empire were already in place. I don't believe it was decommissioned. It is not dormant. They never spend billions to not continue to use even, ancient well, not ancient, but technology that's maybe gone beyond its use. It's still there just in case. Okay. Number two, the commercial phase, 1990 to 2001. This period, with the rise of the dot-com boom in the 90s, internet moved into commercial realm. Tech giants like Google, Amazon, Microsoft capitalized on the global connectivity of the web, transforming it into a marketplace for data. Data extraction became the fuel that powered the new economy as companies amassed vast quantities of information about users. Kathy O'Neill, author of Weapons of Mass Destruction, warned that these systems reinforced existing inequalities, embedding biases in the algorithms that would soon govern decision making. She says that the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001 marked a turning point in Silicon Valley's journey. Under the Patriot Act, mass surveillance became legalized in the name of national security. Tech companies worked in tandem with governments to collect and analyze data on an unprecedented scale. Glenn Greenwald highlighted this convergence of corporate and state interests, stating, quote, the marriage of the state and the corporate surveillance represents the most sophisticated apparatus of social control in human history. Now, in the my view, the United States of America, again, in Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18, would be this country, this end time Babylon the Great, this end time harlot, would be the creature that would have the ability, would have everything needed to create this type of surveillance. These systems, this technology, and would have the finances, would have the through these brilliant people in the tech world in the United States of America would build it, starting with, you might say, Bill Gates and Apple. These people would set something in motion that the Bible said had to come into or would come into existence. It would come into existence. We could not stop it. We now had the way to develop through the universities, through these tech companies in Silicon Valley, the way to bring this creature, this panoptic beast, this panoptic scientific, this dictatorship, like Paul and Phil Collins had stated in their book, this type of scientific technology to control the people of the United States of America. It's been, you know, little by little, inch by inch by inch, and it has happened. And it especially through the administrations, really, most effectively, with Jimmy Carter and Reagan, George Sr., Clinton, Bill Clinton, President Clinton, President Bush Jr., and then it took off during the time of Barack Obama. And now, Donald Trump, he has been, you might say, the recipient of all this. He is the individual that put these high-tech, powerful people, Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, etc., together to work with them to, you might say, bring all the parts together to make this system, to trigger it into life, to breathe life into it. It cannot be reversed. It can never be reversed. This technology now will begin to I guess you could say the snowball effect. It will gain, you think it has momentum presently. It will gain momentum to the point where in a year, this country will be different. Okay, in the article, now it continues with the architecture of control, the platform, capitalism's triumph, architecture of control, platform, capitalism's triumph. By mid-2000s, Silicon Valley's tech platforms had perfected the art of surveillance capitalism through extensive data collection. Behavioral profiles were built, sold to advertisers, transforming the very essence of human experience into a commodity. Shoshana Zuboff describes this as the new economic order that turns human experience into free raw material for hidden commercial practices of extraction, prediction, and sales. See, that's what we are. We are useless eaters, endless eaters. Revelation 18 says that there's a nation, the end of the world, great powerful nation. And Revelation 18 shows that everything that is expensive, that is worth, that is valuable, it would be a nation of consumers, people who buy to the point of hoarding. A nation of even the poor to a great degree are wealthy. And the wealthy are, they could not spend what they have acquired in 10 lifetimes. This is why eventually they would seek to be immortal, to live forever, and it will backfire on them. They merchandise the way the King James or the other translations put it about Revelation 18, the country merchandising, always buying, always selling. And this is why when the nation is destroyed, the ship captains, they stand off in the oceans looking at the smoke going up from the United States of America because of her destruction. And this is less than a decade away. The proof is evident every day in all the news, which you cannot keep the pulse, your thumb on the pulse of what's happening in the world. You have to be up 24 hours a day to see the changes that are happening not only in this country, but internationally. Not only wars, but rumors of wars. You have violence throughout the world. The one thing about Babylon the Great, Babel, meaning incoherent speech. There's Babel. People cannot understand, and that's what we have done in the with the corporations. They have taught their employees how to never tell the truth, never answer a question. They've learned how to babble. They've learned how to mislead. They've learned how to confuse, and that is one thing about America. It is a nation of confusion. That's another word for Babylon. Eventually, it will be a confused society where the people would be mad. They would be so evil. They'd call good bad, light dark, etc. Well, you're listening to This Present Truth program. I'm your host again, Rick Rodriguez. My programs are on thispresenttruth.com, thispresenttruth.com. My contact information is Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. You can write me at Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. H0502. And I will continue with this article. Amazing, the digital panopticon, the digital leviathan, and they name it appropriately. It is like the leviathan in the book of Daniel. I'm sorry, in the book of Job. It is a creature that you cannot destroy. It is a creature that destroys. Its objective, its purpose, it was created to control and to destroy those that will push back at the system. They'll be destroyed. It's a leviathan, and now that it is going to be active tomorrow, the only thing that can, you might say, tame it, maybe not even kill it, just tame it, would be to cut off the power, to destroy data centers, to destroy power plants. And people won't have to do that. In the book of Revelation, there's going to be a time where in the United States of America, there's going to be a blackout. There's going to be darkness to the point where there will not be the energy enough, energy sufficient enough to run air conditioning. And the heat, the Earth's surface, through what's happening with all of the chemtrails and the plans of the globalists to raise the temperature, they're going to do it. They will do it. And in this nation, Babylon the Great, the kingdom of the beast, it will be so hot, physical heat, I think maybe like the Sahara Desert, that people will gnaw their tongues because they're in so much pain. They will bite their tongues, chew on their tongues, and they will curse God. This is the United States of America in the coming 8 years, not too far out. But these data centers will go dark, and there'll be darkness in the land. I don't think there will be the power for the streetlights, the energy to run the streetlights at night. There's a great judgment coming to this nation, and I say, in my view, God is using Donald Trump, the children of the devil. They want to serve the devil. Well, God is using Donald Trump to bring in this leviathan, and for the people in this country, the Christian people who are being genuine and real with God, God will protect them. The good people of the land, through our prayers, they can be helped. But the children of the devil, this is the beginning of their judgment. And the common people who have served and have voted for these powerful individuals in the Democratic Party, be assured, those individuals who rule, who had ruled, and are still in power in the Democratic Party, they will not assist. They won't give one of these voters a glass of water in the future. They're nothing. Without them being able to vote, they are unneeded, useless. And there'll come a time, I believe we've already gone through the last election in the United States of America just occurred with the victory of Donald Trump into the position of president one more time. There will not be, in my view, another presidential election. I'm not even sure there will be elections next year for the other races in the government. We're going to see big changes by the end of this year. Now, I'm going to go on with this article. Okay, so here's how they gather your information. Smartphones and the IoT devices that capture your behavioral data. I will say this. In the Garden of Eden, if you've ever read the Bible, you should. It's going to help you whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in the devil or not. If you know the stories of the Bible, you'll get an idea of why the people and the kings of the earth, the mighty men of the earth, the rulers of the earth, the captains of the great armies of the earth, these individuals in the militaries of the world, they studied the Bible. But they won't tell you that because they don't want you to read it. They studied the Bible. The Pentagon, they have for a century studied the book of Revelation. They want to know how to defend themselves from the great coming empire of this Antichrist, the beast. Well, they've built the empire of the beast. He just has to come to power. They read the Bible. They know the stories of Jesus through his walk while he was here on earth. They don't like the fact that he is God. He is God Jesus. They don't like that. They don't like the thought that he is coming to strip them of all their power and punish them. They're not too excited about that, but they do know. Because they read the Bible. They know the Bible. All of the great coven, the Satanist covens throughout the world, throughout this country, they all know the Bible. They know the Ten Commandments. And what they do is they do everything that the commandments say not to do. Satan commands they do these things. They are commanded to kill. They are commanded to sleep with their, to commit fornication, adultery, to do every vile thing, to sleep with the animals, to have intercourse with animals, sister and brother, mother and father, son and mother, father and daughter. They do these things. So, they read the Bible. In the book of Genesis, concerning the serpent and Eve, it says I had to clear my throat. The serpent studied Eve to the point where eventually he was able to communicate with her, visit with her, discuss whatever with her, and trick her, deceive her into believing that she would become God if she ate of the forbidden tree. One thing, there was one commandment, not 10. Do not eat of the fruit of this tree. But the devil convinced her that that fruit was good. She would see and become like God. Here we are right here. With this type of technology, these tech people who are anti-Christ believe that they will have the ability to overthrow God, to go to war with God at Armageddon, to figure out and have the way in which, through technology, to live forever, to become immortal. They believe that we can, via transhumanism, change our DNA to be like God? My point is that Satan did a perfect, complete psychological profile on Eve. Satan knew, the serpent knew, it could not deceive Adam. It went after the woman. This is why in this country, the women are so susceptible, especially to witchcraft, to all of the forbidden occult activities that are in the Bible. Seances, straight out witchcraft, astrology, palm reading, etc. AI is the new serpent. It is doing a psychological profile on everyone that has a smartphone and these IoT devices. Again, they capture your behavioral data. They're doing a psychological profile on you just like Satan did, or the snake did with Eve. Bullet point two, social media platforms encouraging voluntary self-disclosure. Hey, don't tell everybody your secrets. That's not wise. Bullet point three, location services tracking physical movements. They know where you are at all times. I'm watching YouTube from about 2005 to the present. They know where your car goes, where it stops, how fast you go, how slow you go, whether you're drunk, you're sober, by watching your patterns. So they're tracking you, and that you don't have to have the smartphone or just a cell. Your car, it has listening devices in it. It has cameras in it. It's watching you. Panoptic society. Paul and Phil Collins. Panopticon. Scientific dictatorship. Bullet point four. Digital payment systems monitoring economic activities. This is how law enforcement, they catch murderers by following their digital, you know, if they steal a new car or if they steal a car, eventually what's going to happen is with their cell phone, they're going to track it. Also, another thing, so these things, this new technology, it extracts data. Secondly, it has prediction engines, kind of like that movie with Tom Cruise. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Minority Report. Prediction engines. At the heart of surveillance capitalism are the prediction engines that analyze data to forecast future behaviors. So I like to eat at, what are the restaurants I like to eat at? In-N-Out Burger. Predictive behavior. If I go into Denver, generally, if it's around lunchtime, I might most likely stop in at In-N-Out. And I have a particular burger every time. Extra everything. But I don't supersize it. These systems driven by machine learning create detailed profiles of users that are then sold to advertisers and other third parties. While this may seem like a convenience, it raises profound ethical questions about the ownership of personal information and the manipulation of human behavior. This is Babylon the Great. We live in a nation called Babylon the Great. It is a beast nation. It is a nation without feeling, without conscience. It does what it does. It taxes you, surveils you, takes your data, and it puts it in a little tiny chip. You are probably put in a chip the size of a penny in a data center, either in Salt Lake City or some city throughout the country. And everything about you is in that chip. Your phone conversations, your text messages, and if you're important, you might have two chips the size of two pennies, maybe a dime, if you're important. But you are nothing more than a little chip with everything about you on that chip. This is what happens. And your behavioral patterns. And it may seem to you like this is for convenience, but again, it raises ethical questions. Then thirdly, behavioral modification systems. Platforms like Facebook and YouTube have perfected the art of behavioral conditioning using techniques like variable reward schedules. They keep users hooked, manipulating their engagement through carefully crafted feedback loops. Adam Alter, he describes this as a form of behavioral addiction, where platforms exploit human vulnerabilities for profit. So, I felt it would be important to do this program on July 3rd, 2025. Tomorrow, tonight at midnight, I believe AI or this AI, the Leviathan digital AI system will go active. Skynet is alive. And I say this. Donald Trump is the one that is putting it into law. But by the hand and by God's design, because Donald Trump is doing things that we may not understand, but God is using him, and I do believe God Jesus, is using him to set things in motion to begin the punishment of the wicked. But before that punishment of the wicked, Christ is going to begin to wean his children off of the bondage that we suffer through our merchandising in the world. We are more worldly, addicted to things of the flesh than most of the people who are non-Christian. And we Christians, or the Christian people who should be God-fearing, are casual in their relationship to Christ. This is what the book of Revelation chapter 3 to the church of Laodicea. To those who are lukewarm, or those who are casual in the relationship with their God. In other words, God is just Bubba, just, you know, a good old friend. When there's a need, they go knock on the door. But most of the time, they play games. They sing songs, but they don't have any real love in their heart for Christ. Donald Trump is setting things in motion to begin to bring fear upon the churches of God, all seven churches, the true churches of God. The cult churches, they won't pay attention because they don't believe in that judgment that's coming. Christians who should believe on the prophecies of punishment, firstly to the children of God, to the children of Christ, secondly to the Jewish people, and then lastly to the Gentiles who don't believe in Christ, in God, in conscience, in good. They just don't care. They like to commit fornication. They like to murder. They like to steal. And even though the judgments will come, they won't stop. But God is going to punish his children in the body of Christ first. And Donald Trump is being used by God to shake things in the Christian world, even though he's surrounded by Christians who are really, they believe that through Donald Trump, there's a possibility of bringing about a theocracy in this country or internationally, bringing in the teachings of the Bible back into this country and forcing the morality that they feel we as a country through our Constitution that God wants to save this country. This country is there is no salvation for America as a nation. There was no salvation for Rome when it was time for Rome's punishment. Ancient Greece, Egypt, England, France, Spain, Germany, there will come a time, and the time is very near, where there will be no reversal of direction for this country. The momentum we have is going not only off a cliff, it's going right into Gehenna. This is something that the American Christians cannot believe. The Americans can't believe it. We're doomed just because we don't have the young people, 30 and under, that are going to be able to rule this country in the future. In 10 years, most of the people that are presently running this country, they're going to be in another world. Some with Christ, some with not, without Christ. And these people that are 30 years of age right now, they have no ability, no understanding to what it's going to take to run this country. This country, we are going to be like some of the African countries in the heart of Africa. This country is going to be like Haiti. There won't be any law. We won't have law enforcement. These people that are protesting and are viciously engaging with the ICE operatives, these people, they're young. And what they're doing now, they're patterning themselves to violence. They are going to continue to not only protest and picket and march, but they're actually they've been patterned now to be destructive through the rest of their lives. They will never, for the most part, it'd be a miracle if they can ever have a conflict where you can just verbally discuss things. No, they're going to be violent. And the race, what we see now with the racial tension, it's never going to leave this country. Racial tension itself is going to destroy the United States of America. There's not going to be any harmony. There's no solution. There's no way. The black community is going to be at war with the white community. The Hispanics against the whites, against the blacks. The blacks against themselves. The Anglos against themselves. The Hispanic community against themselves. And these three communities against each other. With the Asian community, they're the ones that have been disciplined enough to not destroy themselves as a culture, but to incrementally just expand. There'll be no harmony in this country. Then you have the matter of the, I hate to say it, you have those that are uneducated. They've gone through school to school, but they are uneducated. They can't reason. They don't have logic. They don't know how to think things through. I was watching a YouTube. This girl, 25 years old, works for a big firm, high position in a major corporation. And right on TikTok, she says, "I can't spell." And she laughs. She says, "I don't know how to spell." She says, I make $100,000+ a year. I don't know how to spell. My friends don't know how to spell. I work for this big CEO, this big company. I'm high up in management. I can't spell. This is a problem. They don't have the ability to run this country. They don't have the ability to solve problems. No solution solving. America cannot be saved. We have gone, we are mad. We are not only corrupt, I don't have the time to even talk about the corruption. These individuals that have run this country, especially in the last, from the time of Jimmy Carter, these people that have run this country, these presidents and their administrations, including Reagan and Bush, all of them, are corrupt to the core. There is no way to for anyone that is presently planning to run for some sort of office to keep themselves safe. In Las Vegas, Nevada, 2012, someone was going to run for a position that we knew for Congress. And the gentleman that was in Nevada, there was a congressman that was going to, his term was going, he didn't want to run again. His friend said, "Yeah, I'm going to run." The congressman that was just backing away said, why are you going to run? You have a great business. You have a great family. You're very well off. You're mad. You're mad if you think this is what you want." And anyway, he was more, he stated it in a different way. He said, "You're absolutely nuts. Why would you even think about running? It is so corrupt." And this is why the one individual decided, "I'm done with it." That's in Las Vegas, Nevada. You have to have a certain type of personality, easily corrupted, unable to stand against the pressure to yield to money, to sex, to drugs, to perversion, to child porn, to all these things. You have to have a moral foundation that cannot be shaken. Because that type of power, that type of wealth, being in that atmosphere, will totally destroy you. Look at these people we see every day. They're destroyed. Schumer, Pelosi, Waters, on the Republican side, sleeping with the enemy, what was his name? Then you have, can't think of the names. I'm looking at the clock. I'm about to end the program. You have Mitch McConnell. Who's the other warmonger? What is his name? He wants to give the Ukrainians another $20 billion because he's going to get $1 billion of it. I can't think of his name. Lindsey Graham. Well, anyhow, my contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. And my website is thispresenttruth.com. Thispresenttruth.com. And I will continue and we'll visit again. Have a wonderful 4th of July. And really, God bless America.